At around 5 a.m. on March 17, 2009, the sun had not yet risen over the Tumen River in northeast China. The morning was absolutely still. The only sound I could hear was the rustling of foliage under my feet as I made my way toward the riverbank. I had overslept that morning, so we were running late. We'd have to hurry to get the footage we needed before the sun rose. The Tumen River formed the border between North Korea and China, and it wasn't safe to film there in the daylight when we might be seen. I had come to the river with my current TV colleagues, Laura Ling and Mitch Koss, as well as a local guide. We'd parked a short distance away, and as we walked from the car to the river's edge, I was already shooting footage for our planned documentary about North Korean defectors. In my viewfinder, with the aid of night vision, I could see Laura and Mitch's feet as they walked across the dry, tangled brush. No one else was around when we arrived at the river. It was about 60 yards wide, pale blue with ice all the way across, with only brown branches of trees and brush on each side. The still winter air painfully chilled our ears as we looked out over the ice. This could have been any river outside of any town, except that the other side of the water was North Korea. With its long stretches of uninhabited riverbank, the Tumen was a natural place for North Korean defectors to cross over in search of a better life. Years of famine in North Korea and the oppressive political situation there had led hundreds of thousands of people to try to flee the country, and many of them crossed in places just like the one where we now stood. As part of our planned documentary about these defectors, we wanted to show this important route of escape. Mitch and I would do the filming, and Laura would be in front of the camera doing the reporting. Our guide, a man in his 30s who had worked with the Underground Railroad Support Network for defectors, would point out landmarks and suggest places to film. Just as the sun began to peek over the horizon, our guide, wearing a Chinese police coat he had borrowed from a friend, walked onto the translucent ice. It was absolutely quiet, and I couldn't see movement of any kind on the other side of the river. It was also freezing. Stepping onto the ice, I couldn't help but think how cold and frightened anyone trying to cross from the North Korean side would be. As we followed the guide toward the middle of the river, Mitch said, "Be careful. I hear ice cracking." Mitch was heavier than Laura or me, and he seemed nervous. I was nervous too, but I was mostly focused on getting the best footage we could. We had very limited time in China and South Korea, so we had all been working incredibly hard to get all the material we needed for the documentary. Walking on the ice made me nervous, but I figured the guide must know whether it was safe or not. I trusted him. When we got close to the middle of the river, the guide suddenly began making a low hooting sound. It was a signal of some kind, but for whom? We assumed he must be communicating with the North Korean border guards he knew. We'd heard that some North Korean guards were in contact with people in China, and some had supposedly even spoken to foreign journalists who crossed the same river in search of interviews. We were definitely alert, but not fearful. Not yet.